Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution, but let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
We the people of the United States,
more perfect,
the order form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, you know, the renowned journalist David Muir at ABC asking Joe Biden, will you rule out a pardon? And he says yes. The first thing he said is that he would honor the juries and respect the jury's decision. This was in that gun charge. But he said that he would rule out a pardon. And now we know, not exactly true. I'm not surprised. I don't know if you're surprised, but what does this pardon mean? Let's talk to Hans about it. Hans, welcome back to the show on a Monday. It's going to throw my whole week off talking to you on Monday, but we're glad you were able to come talk to us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me today. This shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody. You know, there was no way. Joe Biden is so protective of his family that there was no way he was not going to give a pardon to his son. I was 100% sure of it. It was just a question of when it would happen. And in this case, he did it before the sentencing in either the gun case or the tax case in California so that he can claim that he was never actually a convicted felon because he got a pardon before he was actually sentenced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was fighting people on Twitter this weekend about whether or not Donald Trump was technically convicted or not because that sentencing is still looming out there. Hans, the other question, you know, like you said, to me, never was a question as to whether or not it was going to happen. But I guess right. There's a lot of different details that can be included or excluded from any given pardon. What do you think about the broad nature with which Joe Biden penned this pardon for his son, Hunter Biden?
There was nothing excluded. You know, I've heard people saying, well, this was to get him out of the tax case and the gun case. But no, this was for absolutely anything that he could be charged with starting in January of 2014 through the date of the pardon. So any other charges that could have been brought against him, maybe lying to Congress, lying to investigators, violating the federal law, the Foreign Agent Registration Act, that require you to register if you're going to be representing a foreign government, a foreign entity, which he did, and lobbying members of the government, which he did. You know, those were charges he should have been indicted for, but weren't. And now that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I was thinking and reading a lot of what different legal minds were saying in the wake of this. Initially, it was, oh, my gosh. There it is, the Joe Biden pardon of Hunter Biden. And then after that, you could tell people started to be able to read through the documents that were released. And they're like, this is a pretty big pardon. Is there precedence for a pardon, you know, maybe from a family member or a 10-year span? Is this how pardons generally go towards the end of a president's term?
Well, usually a pardon is for the specific crime that somebody was convicted for and put in prison. It's unusual to have something that covers absolutely anything that somebody could possibly have done. So, no, this is not the usual pardon language that you see. This is so broad that it not only protects Hunter Biden from anything further, but obviously it protects Joe Biden and his family, because in effect, this short circuits any further real investigations of the financial corruption of the Biden family. And by the way, people should read this statement. This statement released by the president is obnoxious and such a con job. He actually says in there that the charges in this case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me. Members of Congress can't instigate criminal charges. That's the Justice Department. That's Merrick Garland, his own attorney general. That is such a misleading statement, and yet he puts it in his description of what happened.
Yeah, it really kind of... To me, it's just another page in the same chapter of Joe Biden's doing what he wants to do to consolidate power, to protect power, certainly to protect his family. But I felt like something of this nature probably deserved, the American people deserve to hear it from him. I felt like if Joe Biden was really confident in his decision and he felt like the American people, As somebody who is serving on behalf of the American people, the president still is elected by those American people, that he should have said something. He should have like went to a podium or recorded something. To think that we haven't heard from him, I don't even know how long it's been since we've really heard from President Joe Biden. He pardons his son and then he hops off to Africa. It just seems like an affront to the American people who he is supposed to serve.
Well, it is an affront. Remember, not too long ago, he very publicly announced no one is above the law.
Yeah.
Well, he's now saying that he his son is certainly above the law. Or again, if you go back to the statement, he tries to minimize the tax charges against his son, which his son pleaded guilty to, by saying, well, he was late in paying his taxes. You know, lots of people do that. He wasn't late in paying his taxes. He filed false tax returns. False tax returns. He lied under oath in his tax returns and didn't pay $1.4 million in taxes. By the way, you know, Biden says in his statement, well, this was all paid back with interest. Oh, yeah, it was all paid back in interest, but not by Joe Biden.
Right.
And not by Hunter Biden. It was paid by a Hollywood lawyer friend of Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden never paid any of these taxes. His friends did it for him.
Yeah, the same guy who says no one is above the law says that everybody should pay their fair share in taxes. This whole tax policy is about taxing the rich people of this country so that they do pay their fair share. And gee, Hunter Biden and then his pardon of it is the middle finger to both of those statements that he has used his power as a president against the American people. I'm wondering what you think about the timing of the pardon of Hunter, because we've heard him say many, many, many times, and Corinne Jean-Pierre on his behalf has said many, many times that there's no pardon on the table for Hunter Biden. Yet yesterday, Sunday, December 1st, the pardon does come through. Cash Patel just appointed to the position to be confirmed as the FBI director. Do you think there's any connection there about the signals that Donald Trump has been sending with his cabinet about where he might be taking the Justice Department, the justice system in our country, and such a broad, open pardon for a 10-year span for Hunter Biden? Any possibility those things are related?
Oh, I think Joe Biden, his cronies, all the people inside the FBI and the DOJ who did everything they could to hinder, prevent, sidetrack these investigations must be quivering.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're afraid. Cash Patel has made it very clear he intends to clean up and reform the FBI. And that includes, you know, the left keeps calling it revenge. No, you should not have the kind of people that exist in the FBI and the DOJ that the IRS whistleblowers described, who did everything they could to try to prevent the Hunter Biden investigation from going forward and succeeding. Those people should not have responsible positions inside law enforcement. And I think Joe Biden and others are afraid that their friends and cronies inside those agencies will no longer be there to protect them if Cash Patel gets confirmed as the head of the FBI.
Hans von Spakovsky, you've served as a DOJ lawyer. What do you think about that appointment and, you know, the corruption that does seem to have existed for so much time, this bureaucracy that has been running the show behind the scenes, regardless of, you know, when Donald Trump was the president, they were actively working against him. And then Joe Biden becomes the president and they're actively working aggressively, bureaucratically on behalf of the Democrat Party that was in power. What do you think of Cash Patel? A lot of people say he's never been an FBI agent. He's not qualified. What do you need to be the FBI director?
He worked inside the Justice Department. The FBI is a subsidiary, a division of the Justice Department. And frankly, the fact that he's never been an agent, I think, is actually good. You know what that means? That means he's not an institutionalist. In other words, he's not somebody coming in saying, oh, I've got to protect the institution at all costs. Therefore, I can't make major changes. I can't fire the worst people because it'll look bad for the institution. That has been the problem with the current head of the FBI. They need somebody who is willing to go in and shake things up. And believe me, his experience both working for the Justice Department and frankly working on Capitol Hill is exactly the kind of experience that's needed for this.
Regarding the Hunter pardon, I've seen some legal minds talking about being compelled to testify, that if Hunter Biden were compelled to testify in hearings in the future, that he'd still be compelled to actually speak because he's been pardoned, that he can't waive his Fifth Amendment rights or whatever, or he couldn't invoke them. Do you know what I'm
right.
talking about here? Can you explain
yeah.
like what is actually at yeah. the heart of the matter now that he has received this pardon, how he could be an asset or inaccessible, one or the other, to future investigations?
Yeah, if House committees continue to investigate the corruption of the Biden family, and he's called in for questioning under oath in front of a committee, he can't assert his Fifth Amendment right against speaking to prevent his criminal indictment for any matters that occur during that time period. He has to answer. And if he doesn't answer, he can be held in contempt by Congress. And while the Garland Justice Department has refused to enforce contempt citations against liberals and others, I don't think that this Trump Justice Department will have any fear of enforcing a contempt citation against someone like Hunter Biden if he refuses to answer questions from Congress. Mm,
that's very interesting. Other people have suggested that he could potentially, it's a federal pardon, so it doesn't affect state charges. Do any of the things that he's been accused of so far up until this point really fall in your legal mind under potential problems for him regarding state charges that could be levied?
Not that I'm aware of. The only possibility of that is if, and I haven't heard of that had happened. Remember, he failed to file proper tax returns and pay federal taxes. I don't know if he had that same problem with any state taxes, but so far there's been no evidence of that. So that's the only state charges I could think of.
And then last question before we let you go. We're speaking with the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. I've had this question myself, and I've seen it been discussed quite a bit. Is the future pardons that might exist with such a blanket covering of Hunter Biden's crimes, little literal crimes, for a 10-year process. A lot of people are pivoting their eyes towards Donald Trump and what he might do for what we refer to as the J6ers, those people who have been imprisoned or had lawfare levied against them since that time. Do you think that Joe Biden's move here and the way that he went about this and the broad nature of this pardon, do you think it affects anything that might happen in the future with Donald Trump?
It should. Look, the reaction of the Justice Department was such an overreaction. They went after the protesters on January 6th as if they were terrorists. They weren't. Yeah, some of them, a very small number, engaged in what could be considered criminal trespassing in Congress. Criminal trespassing is a misdemeanor in most states. You know, it's punished by 6 months, maybe up to a year in jail at the most. And yet these people were treated like terrorists. Many of them were put in jail for years, and I actually think the president should give serious concern to giving pardons and clemency to people who've been serving in jail, serving time in prison now for years, with sentences that are way more than and do not match the behavior that actually occurred on January 6th.
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of people are agreeing with that sentiment today as well. Hans, again, thank you for some time on a Monday. We always love speaking with you. And with this issue, we wanted to get to some of those legal facts that you always provide us. So thank you for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We'll talk to you again soon. The senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner, DOJ lawyer, Hans von Spakovsky. A lot that we went through there. Cash Patel, pardons, J6. Good grief. There's a lot to be discussed and will continue to be. We're going to kind of get the flip side of the legalese part of that with Joe Concha up at 125. So stick around less than 40 minutes from now or so. Joe's going to come on the show with us and we're going to get the political fallout opinion from Joe Concha. And, you know, he talks a mile a minute. So it is well worth your investment of your time to hear what he thinks and what he's hearing, you know. I've heard a lot of people also suggest that Joe Biden's actions in pardoning Hunter Biden is once again Joe Biden backstabbing the Democratic Party, want more of him sabotaging what type of credit that the Democrat Party might even have left. And you'll see what Joe Concha has to say about that. He literally wrote a book on Joe Biden and he studied him and he knows exactly the type of person that Joe Biden is. And we'll hear what he has to think about this pardon at 125. At 1 o'clock, we're going to speak with Steve Moore, get an update on his thoughts on the cabinet appointments that Donald Trump has made since we last discussed with him, the people who he is putting in the economic position to right this ship once Donald Trump takes over in 49 days from today, January 20th. But when we come back, Ethan in for Wiggins America. It's Wiggins America with style, I think is how Ethan likes to claim that it is. And we'll see about that when we come in. He always brings it and we will be excited to hear what he has to talk about coming up next. So Ethan in for Ryan Wiggins, who's got the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't go away. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. Will Joe Biden finish his term? I've got some thoughts on this. We'll discuss that as well. Coming up. Don't go away.